The Anderson Family. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, meet the Anderson Family. There's Papa Oliver Anderson, who doesn't believe in the adage, "Be sure you're right, then go ahead." He just goes ahead anyhow. Then Mary Anderson, his lovely wife, who thinks everything happens for the best. And she's the best. And let's not forget Junior, 12 years old and the spark plug of the Andersons' daily life. They're a happy family, although Oliver is somewhat confused with life. He takes a beating from the boss all day, and then he comes home to his little family where he is king. Well, almost king. There's no place for morbidity in their lives, and their happy outlook is a tonic for everybody.
South-west, the west, my hearty.
Are we on course, Homer?
What course?
Gee, Mary, you mean Homer's missed the South Seas?
Oh, this trip's been a nightmare.
Well, I can't stand watch 24 hours alone, can I?
And Homer can't even stand watch, period.
Don't worry about me. It's in the bag.
Sounds like a trip to the South Seas coming up, huh? I knew Oliver was building a boat in the backyard and that Homer Meister, the man next door, was helping him. But I didn't know they'd sailed already. Let's find out if we've missed something. We'll take a quick glance in the Anderson's backyard, which now looks as though a launching might take place any time. Junior is smart. He's taking a couple days vacation at his grandmother's home, but hopes to be back in time for the boat's christening.
Wait, Homer. That rib is crooked.
Huh? Crooked, you say? Well, doggone it, don't be so particular. Nobody'd know it with planking over it.
Well, just put it in straight. You can't get out and fix it on a cruise, you know.
Good. Well, now we just put the cabin on and launch her.
Yeah? Homer, these three ribs here, where do they go?
Ribs? You mean we got some left over? Oh, doggone it. Hey, Oliver, I reckon you really meant it when you told Schultz, the butcher, that you were going to sail to the South Seas, huh?
Oh, I was just kidding is all. Not certain, of course.
Well, he thinks you mean it. He's telling everyone you're going.
Well, I'll have to stop the rumor. Homer, look. We started out with plans for a 36-foot catch and end up with a 31-foot schooner.
Well, I don't care if we did. It ain't my doings. If there's a mistake, they made it at the factory.
Brother. I can see us now. Leaving a trail of foam in our wake. Just lazily traveling the South Seas.
Hey, yep. It won't be long now till we can sail straight to Tahiti.
Tahiti.
Now, you're going, ain't you? I mean, you ain't backing out on the cruise after telling everyone you're going.
Well, I didn't say I was going for sure. I don't see what's going to stop me.
I'm still a-going. Ain't I?
Why, sure.
Oh, gee, Willikins. Oh, me, I can't wait. Yes. Lying on the coral beach, listening to the singing and the gals dancing.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you'll probably have to do a little work, too.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. I was cut out to be a beach type, though.
Yeah. You just never found the right beach, Homer.
Yep. Here it's how much money you got. And according to that book on South Seas, there it's how much personality you got.
Well, let's get some of this caulking done, Homer. Hi, Mary. Well, how does she look to you now?
Looks much better than last week. I thought for a while you were going to finish up with a love seat.
Love seat? Heck no, Mary. She's real boat.
Well, maybe I'm expecting too much.
Oh, Namona Woolly.
What's that, Homer?
Oh, Namona Woolly.
Now, Homer. Is that nice?
Nice? Why, sure, Mary. You know what that is? That's good evening in Polynesian.
Oh.
You know, you got to know how to powwow with them natives if you expect to be popular.
Sure, Polynesian is spoken in some South Sea islands, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how nice. Huh? When do you leave, Homer?
Leave? Why, leave, huh? Well, when are we leaving, Skipper?
Oh, Oliver's going, too. How lovely.
Oh, cut it out, Mary. Homer is just anxious to try out the boat when it gets finished.
And a little breakdown cruise around Tahiti would be sufficient.
Oh, I suppose you think the Tahiti nymph wouldn't make the trip, hmm?
Tahiti nymph? My, how romantic. Are you going to put that name on this lovely craft?
Well, we thought it'd be kind of international-like.
Look, Oliver, why do you get Homer's mind in such a muddle? And, Homer, you know what Martha would think of such a deal.
Well, yes, I considered it, Mary. But Martha's a good woman, and she wants me to be happy.
And now, Mary, don't get Homer upset. He still has work to do on my boat.
Well, suppose you call it an evening and come in. I have some coffee on. How about you, Homer? Coffee?
No, Mary. I think I'd better run on home and cheer Martha up. She's going to be all broke up when I go.
Well, tell Martha hello for me, and don't be cross with her.
Come on over later. We'll get a couple more hours work in on her, Homer.
Yep. I'll be back in an hour.
Well, Homer certainly hopped up over a trip to the South Seas.
You know, that's a terrible thing you've done to Homer.
Well, I don't see why. I didn't say I was going this week.
From the way he talks, he's already packed.
I know how he feels. Even the fellows at work. Yes, even the boss envy me that little catch.
Now, wait a minute. You aren't telling people that you're going to the South Seas.
Well, no. That is, I never say just when I'm going.
Talk about Homer's mind running away with him. You're going to have to quit this nonsense, or people will be pointing at me and saying, that's the wife of that fellow they came and got.
Oh, now you're making a mountain out of the whole thing. I haven't said when I was going.
I'll get it. Hello? Anderson residence?
Good evening, Mrs. Anderson. How many bedrooms do you have?
Bedrooms? Why, two. Why?
And would you consider it a nice neighborhood?
Why, we think so.
Oh, is your house furnished?
Why, of course. Say, who is this?
How much is the rent? Oh, and how soon could we move in?
Pardon me, but our house isn't for rent.
Well, this is Mr. Pierce speaking, and I understood that you folks were leaving for the South Seas.
Oh, yes, I see. No, Mr. Pierce. We are not leaving soon, or ever. You've been misinformed.
Coffee is great. Who was it, Mary?
Do you know a man by the name of Pierce?
Spooky Pierce? Well, sure, he works with me.
I thought so. He wants to rent our house when we go to the South Seas.
Well, now, that's kind of silly.
Oliver, listen to me. This boat dribble's going to cause quite an upheaval. You talk too much and dream out loud. Why, even poor Homer will be homeless if you don't stop it.
Oh, well, I guess I just... It was just enthusiasm. I might just use the boat to go fishing anyway.
But Martha says Homer sits up nights to study the stars. Sits on the porch all day studying the sun. Does he need to know navigation just to go fishing? Oh, that must be Junior. He told me he'd call when he left the Chapman's. Hello, darling.
Hello there. Darling. Say, who am I having the pleasure of talking to? Hmm?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Thompson.
Mary, I'd like to have Oliver come back down here this evening and on his own time for the work he was supposed to be doing today.
Work? You mean he wasn't at the office today?
His body was. His mind was 1,000 miles off. Now, an organization such as ours cannot allow an employee to be drawing sailboats all day.
Oh, I'm sure Oliver will be glad to come down.
Wait a minute. Let me take the phone.
Hello.
Hi, boss. This is Oliver. What's wrong?
I'm calling to see when you expect to leave on that cruise. My wife's brother isn't working, and he's living off me. I thought he could take over your job, as long as you're planning on leaving.
Oh, no, I'm not leaving, but I've got a lot of work to do on the Tahitian nymph tonight.
Well, I'll see you in the morning. By the way, when you christen the boat with the bottle, be sure your head is way back out of the way.
Don't worry.
Very well, then. Good night.
Good night.
Oliver, will you ever learn to keep your affairs to yourself?
Oh, now, Mary, I was just a little enthusiastic, I guess, but it's all over. Nose to the grindstone and all that stuff. Nobody's hurt. Just a misunderstanding, that's all. Oh, who's that now?
Oh, it's Homer. Back so soon?
Mary, you're looking at a broken man.
Come on in, Homer. Bring in the pieces.
No, Palmer. You're looking at a man with a broken heart.
Well, you can still do a little work on the boat, though, can't you?
Now, Homer, it can't be that bad. What's wrong?
Marthy.
Oh, no. You mean she...
Yep, sat my satchel right out on the porch, all packed.
Oh, no, Homer. You see, Oliver, I told you Homer would suffer for this.
Yep, and I'm a-suffering, too, Mary. Martha's a good woman. I'm sure going to miss her.
Miss her? Now, wait, Homer. She can't do that.
She done it, Barry Cracky.
Couldn't you explain, Homer?
Nope. She told me to choose between her and this trip to the South Seas, and I couldn't go back on Oliver.
Now, wait, Homer.
Nope. It's too late. I made my choice, and like I said, I'm sure going to miss her for the first 2 or 3 days at sea.
Fine thing. You go right back home, Homer Meister, and I'll go with you. You tell Martha that when that boat goes anywhere, she can go too.
Now, wait, Mary.
I'll tell her so too, Homer.
You hold Homer's head. I'll get the phone. You're speaking to Oliver Anderson.
And you are talking to your boss's wife, Mrs. Thompson.
Oh, yes. How are you?
My health has nothing to do with this call, Mr. Anderson. I just want to know who this Tahitian nymph is you introduced my husband to.
Me? I didn't introduce him to anyone.
Don't tell me you didn't. He has it right here on his memo pad in the office. It says, look over Tahitian nymph with Oliver.
Oh, that. Oh, she's just a boat.
Oh, so she's a boat. I wouldn't be surprised at anything he did, but having a date with a boat is pretty thin.
Look, Mrs. Thompson, you don't understand. I've been interested in this Tahitian nymph for months. She's a beauty. 12-foot beam.
12-foot beam? My. Is she with a circus?
Okay, have it your way.
You bet I'll have it my way. I'm seeing my lawyer in the morning, and you can tell that to Filbert when you see him. Because you'll see him before I do. Goodbye.
Can you imagine that? Luella is upset.
Oh, no. Not the boss's wife. What's wrong?
Filbert again. She thought the Tahitian nymph was a woman.
So did Filbert, didn't he?
He did no such thing. He's boat happy, too. She's going to see her lawyer. She spends so much time in her lawyer's office, people think she works there.
Poor Filbert. I know just what he's up against. You know, Mary, maybe I was a bit hasty telling Martha I was going.
Why, sure. The boat won't even be ready for a week. Homer.
Huh? What?
Martha's out in the backyard. Come here, look.
She's probably looking for you, Homer.
It won't do her no good, Mary. She's a good woman, but my mind's made up.
Oh, look, Homer. You'd better get the trip out of your mind.
Nope. Too late, Mary. Can you see Martha now, Oliver?
Yeah, she's by the boat.
Maybe she's just sentimental at all. Knowing that boat's carried me away from her. She come over to look at it.
Nope. She's not looking at it, Homer.
Well, what's she doing, Oliver?
She's patting it. Let's have that phone taken out.
Just relax, Admiral. I'll take the call in the wheelhouse.
She's sure mad, ain't she, Oliver?
Yes. Anderson's residence.
And Mrs. Anderson, my wife wants to know how much you want for your washing machine.
Washing machine? Why, I don't want to sell it.
But you won't have no use for it in the South Seas.
Pardon me. Our washing machine is not for sale. But, mister, I can give you a good buy in a small boat called the Tahitian Nymph.
And now back to the Andersons. Oliver Anderson and the man next door, Homer Meister, have just about completed construction on a boat called the Tahitian Nymph. Oliver has talked so much about a trip to the South Seas that he's almost going to have to make the trip in self-defense. So far, his talk has caused trouble not only in his own home, but in the Meister home and also with his boss. We join Oliver in the backyard now as he sits with Homer staring into a small fire they have built to keep themselves warm. Homer is dreading his trip home where Martha is all set to tear him apart.
Fire sure feels good, Oliver.
Yeah. Why don't you go on home?
Oh, I've been putting it off as long as I can. Anyhow, it's warmer here than that drafty garage tonight.
Yeah. Throw on another stick there.
Oh, let the red embers glow. Makes me feel kind of like I'm on a beach in old Montessori. Yep.
Yeah. You know, I've a good mind to sit out here all night.
That'd serve Mary right. Arguing with you like she done.
Oh, well, she's a little upset, all those phone calls today.
Just think, Oliver. Lolling on the sand, with that tropical breeze blowing. No worries, no work. Ooh.
And no food.
Well, you gotta make friends with the chief. I'm getting kind of sleepy, Oliver.
Yeah, so am I.
I wish I dared to go to sleep.
Go ahead.
Just a looking at them stars up overhead. Gosh, I can see the chief coming down to meet us at the beach. Bringing food. Them dark-eyed maidens smiling at us. Is this portable radio working, Oliver?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can get some music.
Oh, I can hardly keep my eyes open.
I'm plumb wore out myself. Waiting to wave goodbye to Martha from the dock. Yep. Listen, Oliver. Well, that South Sea music. Ah, me. Wind whistling through the rigging. Leaning into a 10-knot breeze. New people. New customs. Oliver. Well, bust my britches. Darned if he ain't sound asleep.
Skipper.
Are we on course?
What course?
I mean, what's our bearing?
Oh, it's about the same, I guess. I'm holding on course. Where's Mary?
She's gone below. Keep the wheel while I go below and see how she's doing.
Right-o, matey.
How's the sailor?
Just fine. Making some coffee. Think Homer'd like a cup?
Why, sure.
Gee, this is exciting. Taking my turn at the wheel.
Well, you think Homer knows where he's going?
I was wondering that, too. When I went off watch this morning, we were on a course of 93. What is it now?
55. Brother, that's great. And no landmarks.
Oh, well. He says there are so many islands, we're bound to run into one of them.
How much water have we left?
We just opened our last 5-gallon bottle.
You mean we've used 30 gallons in 20 days?
Mm-hmm. What's wrong, Oliver? What bell is that?
Sounds like Homer has his feet tangled up with the bell rope. I'll go up and see. What's wrong, Homer?
Land ho, Skipper!
Where?
Land ho! Land ho! Land ho!
Wait a minute. Now, where is the land?
Oh, right over there. About 10 degrees starboard. Got mountains on it, too.
Yeah. Hey, Homer, you're right. I see it now. Homer, I have to hand it to you. You're a great navigator.
Oh, it weren't nothing, shirks. Most any good admiral could have done the same thing. Yeah, wonder where the beach is.
Better take in the mainsail and jib. Lots of reefs in these islands.
Look, Oliver, look. Palm tree. Maybe it's coconut.
Huh? Did I hear you say lamb?
Yeah, Mary, look, right off starboard, see?
Yes, sir, you're right. Well, that would be the Marquesan Islands. We'd hit them first.
Oh, now let's not be particular which one it is. You take the wheel, Oliver. I got to go below and get shaved and put on my clean whites. You know, personality and appearance counts with these natives.
Here. Give me the wheel, then.
Yep. Get out them nickel slot machines, too.
My, this seems so desolate, Oliver.
Maybe landed on the wrong side of the island.
Psst. Oliver. Huh? Up on that ledge. Look.
Where? Oh, yeah. Look, Mary. Oh. A cow.
Well, that ain't no cow. That's a mountain goat. He'll taste like sirloin to us. I'll sneak around and get a good shot at him.
Wait a minute. Should we shoot at it?
Oh, shucks, of course.
But the island seems so deserted, Oliver.
Well, maybe the natives are scared. When they see we're right friendly, they'll come bringing us presents.
I don't know.
Oh, shucks. Nothing like getting your own food. Maybe the chief will smell it broiling. Drop in for a sandwich and kind of, you know, introduce us around.
Maybe it's a holiday.
I come a long way for this, Oliver. And I'm a carrying on, bub. Here, give me that rifle. There'll be goat meat on the mean you tonight, brother. that goat's sure a beauty, Oliver. Look at them horns. They're a good thing from a den.
But about the meat, Homer. I've never had any experience in cooking goat meat.
You probably have, but Schultz the butcher never mentioned it. You just broil it like any other.
I wonder if anyone heard that shot.
What difference does it make?
Well, how do I keep this beet sand out of the meat, Oliver?
Don't try. Sand won't hurt anything when you're as hungry as I am.
Mary, that meat certainly smells good.
It should be ready pretty soon now.
And just think, 20 days ago we was back home, and now here we are in this paradise.
We still don't know if we're welcome.
Yeah, that's the funny part. We haven't even seen one native.
Probably election day. Gee, I'll bet Junior would have liked this trip.
Well, he's a lot better off at his grandmother's.
Yep. I wonder how Marthy's doing.
Probably saving money with you away.
Well, Oliver, after 20 days of uncertainty, I brung you through. Yep.
Frankly, Homer, there were times when I questioned your navigation.
I was just allowing for drifts, is all.
And the Tahitian nymph never faltered. That's what we get for using those long screws in the planking. And that extra rib you wanted to throw away, Homer.
Yep. All my life I dreamed of this. Lying here in a tropical sun. Surf lightly rolling on a pure white beach. Just relaxing.
Waiting for someone to bring you a meal.
Waiting for someone. Well, I'm not either. I'm just being happy, Oliver. Say, where's the native dancing girls? What's keeping them, huh?
They probably saw you in that red sweater. You better put on a tie if you want to impress them.
Oliver.
Huh?
Isn't that a man standing there under that palm tree?
Where? Oh, yeah. I wonder if he's friendly. Oh,
I never thought of that. What if they weren't?
Don't talk about it. Homer.
Huh?
Shh. There's a native over there. You think he's friendly?
Native?
Yeah.
Well, you're right, Oliver. Yeah, sure looks like one. Oh, shucks. I don't see no dances with him.
Mary.
You?
You walk slowly toward the boat, just for safety.
Oh, but Oliver, I want to...
Go ahead. Don't argue. Hurry up now.
Let's deploy in a circle now. Uh-huh. Here he comes.
Yeah, now, you know his native tongue. Get him into a conversation.
Yep. Good thing I learned Polynesian. Ahoy there, Yola Nui. How do you do?
Don't say Dewey. He might be a Democrat.
How? Una muna muri and fray.
I think you're using too thick an accent, Homer.
What was that last crack, Junior?
Homer, he speaks English.
What are you doing on this island?
We just stopped off to get some fresh meat. We're sailing in a few minutes.
Yeah. Won't you join us in some goat barbecue? Fresh killed. Shot himself about 3 hours ago, yep.
Yeah, Homer's a great shot. Never misses. How's the tribe?
Tribe? Oh, yes, the tribe. They're all well. Now, listen, boys. Let's quit playing around. Where are you from?
Los Angeles. It's a city in California.
Yeah, I know. You got your clearance papers?
Show them to him, Homer.
Clearance papers? Well, we ain't got none, Oliver. We just sailed out of the harbor.
This is pretty phony. Get your gear and we'll all go take a little trip and see the chief.
Last you get to see the chief, Homer.
You work for the chief, huh?
Yeah.
Chief Mooney Aloha Luna?
No. Chief Edgar Hoover.
Hoover? Well, he's with the FBI.
Right.
What you got a man in the South Seas for? Always thought strangers were treated with kindness.
Now, of course, if you don't want us to stay, we'll take our boat and go.
Look, I don't know who you think you're kidding, Junior, but you left harbor with no clearance papers. Your craft isn't registered, and you shoot someone's pet goat. This setup is phony, brother.
Now, wait a minute. I'm an American citizen, and you're allowed to shoot food in the South Seas.
South Seas? This isn't the South Seas, Grandpa.
Taint?
Nope. You're on Catalina Island. 20 miles off the coast of California.
Oliver. Oh, those men sleeping out here. Oliver, wake up.
Quit pushing. I'll go quietly.
Come on. Get off that wet ground. Get Homer started for home. It's past midnight.
Oh, Homer asleep, too?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen. He's saying something in his sleep.
Holy hicky dooly. Holy hicky dooly.
Brother, he's really set up, isn't he? It's a shame to wake him up.
Well, do it. Wake him. I've had a talk with Martha, and all is forgiven over there.
I don't know if that'll make him happy or not. That's a tough trip to the South Seas.
Tough trip? What do you mean?
I know. I just went through it.
Well, wake up, Homer.
Yeah, just a minute. Here, hand me that can of red paint.
Paint? You aren't going to do any more work on the boat tonight.
I know. That South Sea trip is a tough grind. I'm painting out that Tahitian nymph.
But Tahitian nymph sounds like what you built the boat to do.
Yeah, I know, but I'm changing the name right now. I've had enough trouble with it.
And the new name?
The new name, my dear, is Los Angeles Harbor.
The Anderson Family is written by Howard Swart, directed by Herb Litton, and features Dick Lane as Oliver, Louise Arthur as Mary, and Herbert Rollinson as Homer. Also in the cast were Jackie DeWitt, George Peroni, Paul Theodore, and Doug Young. The singing was by Jenny Johnson, and Gordon Kibbe was at the organ. Your announcer, Ken Peters. Listen again for The Anderson Family, transcribed from Hollywood. This is a Hollywood Broadcasters production.